My message today is entitled, Letting What Matters Matter. My mom passed away a year and a half ago. I remember many, many things about her, but one particular thing kept coming to mind as I read today's scripture. I couldn't help but think about my mom every evening as we gathered around the kitchen table for dinner. She always took the chair with the quickest access to the kitchen. It didn't take long to realize that she sat there so that she could just spring into action. She'd jump up if she'd forgotten something in the kitchen, if somebody wanted strawberry jam instead of the blackberry that was on the table, or if someone needed a refill of tea. Whatever the need was, she busied herself with it right away. And it was a very caring thing for her to do, but I realized that Mom never was able to relax enough at the table to really fully enjoy the conversation, even though she might have told you that she did. Now, the good news for my mom is that there is a biblical precedence for her dinner table posture. That sort of bad news is that she would find it in the story of Jesus' visit to the two sisters, Mary and Martha. See, in the story, Martha offers immediate caring and hospitality, welcoming Jesus, and then busying herself with the preparation of the meal, while Mary sits down at the feet of Jesus. Reading this passage, though, you can almost imagine the clatter of dishes in the kitchen growing steadily louder as Martha tries to get Mary's attention just to get some help in there. I kind of suspect that type of passive-aggressive behavior probably has been around for a very long time, and I can very well imagine that at this point, Martha was probably practicing it very well with the rattling of the dishes. Well, Martha finally can't stand being the only one that's working, and she goes over to Jesus and her sister, and she's pulled in all these directions by dozens of tasks. She can no longer hold her frustration back. So oddly enough, instead of speaking to Mary, she confronts their guest, Jesus, and tells him to send Mary into the kitchen. So in one fell swoop, she manages to embarrass them all three times over, embarrassing her sister, embarrassing her guest, and most likely, ultimately, probably even embarrassing a little bit of herself. Now, Jesus doesn't beat around the bush in responding to Martha. He first calls her by name. Now, he does this not just once, but twice, so it sounds less like a friend and more like, well, I guess more like a parent would. Martha, Martha. In Eugene Peterson's message, Jesus says it this way. Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It is the main course, and it won't be taken from her. It actually may be that Peterson's words here, main course, are better choice of words than better part from the version that I read. Thinking of God's word as the main course in the feast of life should help us realize that what God says matters. What Jesus and other great spiritual leaders teaches us matters. Love is what matters. And when we focus on other things like what people will think, busyness, etc., and we let them be what matters, well, if we let them be what matters, if we stop to think about it, we realize that we're really ultimately fussing far too much and getting ourselves worked up over nothing. Over time, many, many churches have become places where what matters has become less about what God says matters, what love says matters, and more about what people want to matter. But we've got to learn that God, that love, is the main course, not us, not our desires. We've got to learn to let what matters, what really matters, matter. In churches, so many people busy themselves with the work of the church, keeping the kitchen spotless, monitoring what clothes people wear, worrying about what someone's doing or not doing, being bothered by the music or which pulpit's used or who's standing in the pulpit, essentially rattling those proverbial pots and pans of the church making a racket, passively, aggressively trying to get attention like Martha rather than pulling up a chair to the banquet table where God's love, well, God's love is the main course and where all are welcome. But the reality is, when you do that, when you get caught up in the busyness, some people might say busybodiness, of the church, all you're really doing, getting caught up in the busyness, is losing sight of what really matters. As a matter of fact, when you do that, you, like Martha, are simply causing a ruckus that distracts from the main course of following love, no matter where love may lead us. We all do it in our own lives as well. We busy ourselves with the things of life, be they money or electronics, our homes, our jobs, our schedules, any number of things. We let the things that don't really matter, matter. And that distracts us from sharing love the way that we should. They distract us from doing good works, from showing love to everyone. They also, these things in our lives distract us from growing in love, growing in our relationship with God. If you believe most of the same things you believed about God 20 years ago, you are probably spending too much time in a kitchen and not enough time with the main course. If you think God would not ask you to do something or go somewhere that might make you uncomfortable, you are probably spending too much time in the kitchen and not enough time on the main course. If you go to our study hour and spend some of your time complaining about church rather than actually studying, you are spending too much time in the kitchen, not enough time with the main course. It is time to get to it. To get to letting what matters matters and to stop wasting time rattling the dishes in the kitchen. It's time to get out of the kitchen and pull up a chair to the table. Like Martha in the kitchen. Those who get caught up in the busyness or who are passive aggressive towards those with whom they disagree or who are stuck in one place and one time and one idea and spin their wheels doing what they know rather than trying something new. Those who get caught up in the busyness are likely to find that their spirits are growing thin. Their anger is at times growing more pronounced. Their general sense of disgruntlement growing more restless. Because those who do not eat of the main course, those who do not eat of the main course will find themselves growing malnourished, spiritually malnourished from lacking of feasting spiritually. When we take our eyes off of what matters, what really matters, we find ourselves growing away from the love, the hope, the peace that God desires for us. We find that taking our eyes off of what matters allows space for things that don't really matter to us become important to us. And we find ourselves unhappy more than we used to be. We find it harder to love our neighbor, particularly certain neighbors. We find that discontent and disappointment become more and more pronounced in our lives. When we get caught up in the things that don't matter, the thing that actually does matter gets displaced. And here's the good news, though. I believe that Martha ultimately heard what Jesus was saying, and not just the words. I believe she partook in the main course. I believe she did finally sit at the table with Jesus, and she and Mary basked in the love, hope, and peace that God was so clearly using in the person of Jesus. I believe it happened that way because I've seen it so many times in modern day Marthas who finally pull up their chair to the banquet table. I've seen people who once thought that they were good disciples see that they've let things that don't matter begin to matter too much. I've seen them recommit their lives to sharing love and reinvesting themselves in the Scripture with an open mind and a wide-eyed willingness to see what new message God might have for them. And that's the good news. Despite the fact that we all lose focus, despite the fact that we let things at times that don't matter, matter, God is standing by, waiting for us, patiently calling out to creation, calling out, offering love, hope, and peace to those who are willing to let what matters really matter.